This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I just wanted to make sure you knew so you didn't say something. All right.
I'm never going to say anything around a hot mic.
All right. Well, I didn't know if you knew it was hot. I saw Ike. It was like.
When he says 30 seconds, I know we're getting ready to go on.
I felt like when I saw you running, I felt like I knew what it was like for a kick returner. Caught the ball and saw Ike coming down.
Yep.
You know. So.
Happy 5-8 day, by the way.
Yeah. Happy 5-8 day. We should make this a thing.
I know.
5-8 day.
Just another bit. Added,
just another bit.
Added to the repertoire.
We'll also do something on 4-4 for your college.
For college 4-4. Yep.
And 9-8 for your, Falcons then.
So it fits. Yeah. 9-8.
We are at the Truist Championship at the Philadelphia Cricket Club. And we brought back, just in speaking of bits, an all-time WIP afternoon show bit. It was so popular during the Masters. So we brought it back for the Truist.
And now, Ike Reese at the Truist Championship.
Yes. Lower your voices.
Well, I'll tell you, fellas.
Yes.
I had to hustle back over here because there was no way that I wasn't going to get a chance to see Rory McIlroy tee off.
What did it look like?
It looked pretty good. Yeah. I mean, Rory is a long hitter on this course. Yeah.
Tight swing.
Man, 17th tee.
Long and tight.
Right down the right side.
Yes.
Right over the bunker.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did it look
right
a lot
to the fairway.
A lot like your swing?
Looks nothing like my swing. Looks nothing like my swing. But I'll tell you guys, it's great to see him.
Yeah.
Not much change at the top of the leaderboard. Denny McCarthy is still there, but you know who? Go ahead.
I don't know who the hell Denny McCarthy is. He sounds like a NASCAR driver.
Well, the name. You're thinking about Denny Hamlin.
I am thinking about Denny Hamlin.
Yeah. Well, the name certainly is familiar. I don't know who he is either, but he's leading. Keith Mitchell has tied him for the lead. So you got two guys at -8.
That's former San Francisco Giant Keith Mitchell? Or is that Kevin Mitchell?
I don't know.
That was Kevin Mitchell, former Met, former Giant.
I will give you a heads up here because this pertains to part of my five-man group.
Okay.
Colin Morikawa. He's making a late push.
Ooh.
-7. Third place. In third place alone. So there you go.
Now, there's no cut. They still play the same number of holes, right? 4 days, 18 holes.
Yes.
Again, they all play all 4 days.
They're playing in threesomes, not foursomes.
Good news for you, Spike.
Yes.
If you decided to make that bet that you said you were going to make on Oberg.
I forgot.
Oberg is in fourth place at -6.
He's going to win, and I'm going to feel like a jerk for not betting him. He was +1,200.
Well, he still got time. Right. Well, yeah, the odds probably aren't
all right,
as.
No, I know you talk about odds, and your voice raised a little bit.
You're right. I appreciate you.
Spike.
It's the Blue Chew of Ike's mind.
Shane Lowry just
odds.
Rode by.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Jason Kelce.
A little bit, yeah.
Spike, are you going to come back this weekend for some more Truist Championship golf?
No.
What? Passes work all weekend.
Well, what am I doing Saturday?
I'm busy.
Yeah,
I'm not doing anything Saturday.
You should come back.
I should. I might think about it.
You saw how eager they were to get you on the driving range earlier?
They were.
That could be all weekend.
Here we go. Oberg is now plus 800.
Ooh,
but I'm going to.
We like those odds.
I'm going to put. How much should I put on him?
50.
50?
Yeah. It's $400 back you get.
this guy's a degenerate.
That's a lot. All right. I'm going to deposit 75.
There you go.
What are you using the other 25 on?
Yeah, spend some of that new money you got.
No, that new money. I just spent all my money.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did on the house.
On his house.
You made the difference up with the house you sold.
Yeah, but it's all gone now. All the extra money's gone.
All right.
Relax over here.
Right. No, I know.
He's about to go into your finances.
Yeah, I know.
Deep into
I know. Plus, I get the story.
All right. I'm betting 50 bucks.
There
here it is.
Go.
On,
there we go. There
on
we go.
Ludwig Oberg.
Oberg. Yeah. You've always been a Swedesman.
There he is.
There you go.
Pays out $475
yeah.
if I win.
Now, I only put $20 on him, so.
Wait a minute. What the hell's going on?
Well, you're going to get paid more than me,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I'm taking everybody out to dinner. All right.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yes, yeah, that's it.
There it is.
One more at 5:30.
We got one more at 5:30.
Now, are we going to do this tomorrow?
Yeah.
Even though we're not here?
Sure.
All right.
I mean, I'm still
that's
keeping
that
up with
value,
the score.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Coming up, the new quarterback present and future rankings coming up. Where does Jalen Hurts sit? 215-592-9494. Sam in Lafayette Hill. You're on WIP. What's up, Sam? I can't get out of the voice
hey.
Now. Sam, there it is.
As to the Knicks and the Celtics, I don't like the Red Sox, don't like the Patriots, don't like the Celtics. I've got my ex-brother-in-law. We're fierce rivals. They love the New York teams. We love the Philly teams. But I'm sorry. I am rooting for the Knicks. I love it.
Oh, my God. You guys are so wrong. This is not a debate.
Okay.
It's not like a debate. It's to convince you for the right thing. I'm telling you, Sam, your life as a Philadelphia sports fan is going to get much, much worse if the Knicks win this series. it's going to get worse.
How could it get worse after the way the Sixers played and Daryl Morey screwed the team?
Watch it.
Yep.
Watch it.
Yep.
Watch it.
Spike is all of a sudden out of the Masters voice.
Yeah. Watch it get worse. Watch it get worse. Watch it. Our city become infested with those Knick fan rodents with their puffy chest hair and their Axe body spray and their gold chains and their jerseys that are one size too small. They'll be all over the place and they'll be chesty. They'll be beating their chest. The Celtics fans are going to be exactly the same. We already deal with Celtics championships. We don't need an additional rival getting a championship. We don't.
I got to stand up for my sport, golf. Come on now, let's get back to golf. You're at the
Let's Truett. Get back to it.
We're not
yeah.
talking about golf.
Okay. Right. Yeah, we're not actually talking about
All
golf.
Right. Go ahead.
Spectacular course, a renovated, wonderful, filling-ass course. It's home course. You know, it's short by today's standards. They're going to eat it up because they can fly most of the bunkers. I'm predicting 20 under as the winner at least. But golf is a great life sport. I've played it since I was 6 years old. Started playing with my dad, played with him until he 5 weeks before he died at 82. I'm 75. My boys played on the Junior PGA Tour around town. They played in U.S. Kids Golf. We had great family games on vacation. And COVID came along, and it was the one sport you could play. It is a great life sport, and you're outside, you're in nature, and I can't say enough about it. And you know, you police yourself. You know, you
That's
if
right.
the ball moves.
Not enough of that.
In nature.
Yeah,
man,
it's a little, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I love that, you know, you could go.
You're
to,
outside, but
yeah,
you're also on a lot of chemicals.
Yeah,
oh,
I wouldn't necessarily call it nature. What's that?
Mike, aren't you vegan?
What I am.
You
yeah,
know?
You
idiot. You can't get nature as a vegan. Come on.
I can't what?
You can't diss being in nature.
This isn't nature. I mean, God bless it.
It's man-made.
It's not nature. Go to a park. That's nature.
It's landscape. There's no
yes.
question about it. But
it's absolutely
but, guys, you're
landscape.
There. I'm next door. I live in the development right next door. Isn't it pretty?
It's beautiful.
It
it's
is.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Go look at a painting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
okay.
No, no, no. I understand the – yes, absolutely. This is a – you know what, Sam, and thank you for the call. I could imagine – you know, this is the first golf tournament I've ever been to.
Really?
Yes. I've never been to a golf tournament before.
Daddy never took you?
No, Daddy never took me to a golf – I never wanted to go.
I was going
to
say, yeah, it didn't seem like you wanted to go.
No, but I would say this. Here's the compliment I'm going to give it, is that – having been to a lot of, there is some fun, like, baseball energy to this in that you go with a few guys, grab a couple of beers, hang out, spend the day outside.
That's,
you know, like,
that's guys being guys.
Well, no, there's, like, the thing that sucks about going to a basketball game is that if it's, like, a hassle, and you're inside the whole time, and you're cramped. There's no cramped here. You know, you take a walk outside, you breathe the air, you get a couple of beers, get a, you know, whatever you're eating
a
here.
A dog or...
Yeah, or an avocado
food,
toast
here.
Like
Jack. Yeah, what the hell? He's out here eating avocado toast.
It looked pretty good.
Tomatoes on it.
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
I am an avocado toast man.
It's good.
It's good. Could use some egg on it.
Yep. Nah.
Well, I know you're not a fan of that.
Not a fan
only
of
only one
egg.
Over there that didn't look like it would bloat me right up.
Yep. 215-592-9494. In a moment, we'll give you those new quarterback rankings, present and future. But I'm going to tell you about your present and future. Your present, you need a new Hyundai. Your future, you're going to go to Colonial Hyundai. Your future after that, you're going to have a great experience because it's going to be fast, easy, and better. Your future after that, you're driving around in your brand new Hyundai. Boom. Sold you. Look.
About to say, what was that?
Well, I mean, you're,
well, I got it now.
Yeah, the whole thing about Colonial is, and this is what I want to express to you, is that you're going to get a great car, but the process of it is going to be just like aces. The brand new dealership, you're going to feel comfortable in that. The cars are John Ashdale. That's why he took so much time to make sure that it is set up to make your experience better. And the staff there is going to lead you through whatever problem you have. Whatever perceived problem it is, because not a problem for that. If it's the car that you want, that's not a problem. Over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock. Oh, you can't find a Palisade. You can't find the Ioniq 6. Colonial will find it for you. Maybe your problem is price. They're going to find one in your budget. Maybe your problem is financing, as low as 0%. You think you have a credit problem, they'll find financing for you. Or your trade. They're going to give you more for it than anybody else. Now's the time. Make your present and future better with Colonial Hyundai. Don't wait. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. All right, here we go. So CBS Sports posts a quarterback rankings, but it's not just who is best now. It's who is best now plus who would you want for the next 5 years.
Oh, perfect.
That's the way they framed it. So both of you guess, where does Jalen – where would you put Jalen, present and future rank? He's young. He's 25. Already won a Super Bowl. Where do you think Jalen should be in these rankings?
Well, he certainly should be in the top five.
Jack?
Yeah, 7 to 10-ish.
In present and future?
Yeah. Well, future, of course, but I get present pops him up a little bit.
So they have him number 2 in present and future rankings.
There you go.
Who do you think they have number 1?
Well, they don't have Patrick Mahomes number 1?
They do not have Patrick Mahomes, who is only 29.
Yes.
Yeah.
And won 3 Super Bowls.
Stick a fork in him.
Yeah, you lose a game and they forget about you, huh?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
He's 29 years old. The guy's that you could play for another 12 years.
Yeah, easily.
Sounds
yeah.
like clickbait.
So they have Mahomes at number 6.
Oh my God.
6.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
God.
Well, why does this list even matter, though?
Well,
here's the thing. Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
I would say Josh Allen's up there.
Josh Allen's number 5.
Well, who's number 1?
You want to take one more guess?
Let me take one more guess. No, it's not Lamar Jackson. Oh, no. Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow's number 3. Lamar Jackson's number 4. Jaden Daniels.
I was getting ready to say Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels,
ridiculous.
Number 1. Here is what they say.
Yeah, I'm not going with that one.
Here is the
Mel Kiper had a Shador one.
Yeah. No kidding. Here is their write-up, a little write-up. Right. Recency bias, sure, but you'd be hard-pressed to find an NFL team that wouldn't hurry to claim him as its quarterback of the present and future, contenders included. He was simply unflappable for much of his dynamic debut, which ended on the doorstep of the Super Bowl.
Wow.
A second-year dip is possible, but who says Daniels won't keep climbing? So
it was a doorstep, but they got curb stomped.
I think you could make an argument for Burrow and Allen over Mahomes if we're talking about future,
yeah,
present and future. I mean, yeah. Burrow is 26, mm-hmm. something like that. Josh Allen's 27, whatever.
Well, and Patrick Mahomes, I don't think him as an individual talent, that's going to go anywhere. That arm is still lively. He's still Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, there were not weapons on that offense last
right.
year.
And that's why I think until he gets those types of weapons again,
yes,
I don't know if he's going to go back up in the rankings. Like, he'll be – because if the other guys have – like, Burrow just got both his receivers re-signed.
He's going to put up 5,000
yards. He's going to put up numbers every year, yep. right? Like, Josh Allen gives you the rushing and the throwing.
Lamar's going to put up numbers every
year. Yeah, so yep. I don't know if Mahomes – now, the winning will keep him up there. I don't think Jalen is up there because of numbers.
No.
I think it's winning.
It's winning.
It's winning.
It's That's winning, it's up there. And the potential that he could get better. I
sure.
think at 25, you say, hey, this guy has room to grow. He's already played better
yeah.
3 years ago than he played last
year. But I don't think he's ever, and you know, I like Jalen. I don't think yeah. he's ever going to be the thrower that those guys are.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, either. He's never going to be that guy. So I think winning is what he's always going to hang his hat on.
So number 7, Stafford, number 8, Love, number 9, Jared Goff, and number 10, Brock Purdy. We have a guest.
Yes.
So could you move over to the mic? So you have her put on the headphones so yeah. we can hear. Mm-hmm. So we've been sitting here at the Truist Championship, and right across from us is
come
the
over here, scoot closer. So
yeah,
get on the camera. We
yeah.
got you on the camera over here. There you go.
So across from us at the Truist Championship is the Truist fan experience. And one young lady for the last 8 hours has been loudly inviting people into the Truist Championship in a way that I didn't even know was possible.
That's true.
What is your name?
My name is Kat.
Kat, get to close to the mic.
Hello. I am Kat.
Hi, Kat.
How are you all doing today?
Kat, yes. Where does the energy come from?
Well, I have ADHD, and it's my
that
superpower.
Is not surprising.
I really don't know. I tried to rub it off on people. It doesn't come off, so I just keep it off of myself.
Kat, it is wild.
I mean,
the energy is impressive. Am I right, Ike?
Yes.
Yeah.
So my new slogan now for the rest of the afternoon, guys.
Yep.
If you don't have one of these,
a towel,
you're the cheese knees. Okay. I don't know what it means.
No, okay? I don't know either.
No clue what cheese knees are. Okay.
Yep.
But I know that if you don't got one of these,
this is the whole time.
Cheese knees.
This is the whole time.
Let's go.
Kat.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Kat, can
yes.
I ask you something? Are
Absolutely.
You a professional at this? Have you done this before?
Well, this is not my first experience
okay.
doing an event, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah,
we need to hire you at WIP.
I'm available. Listen,
yes.
give me a call. You know, I'll be there anytime, any place. Yeah, he just said that, too. He's like, she needs to be on the radio.
There it is. Well,
That's
I don't know about like, on, but
yeah.
This is going exactly as I had hoped. The energy is incredible, Kat. It's rubbing off on me.
I love it. See, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to inspire
Kat,
and energize everyone who comes through.
Kat, are you a golf fan or are you just a yelling at people fan?
I am a yelling of people fan.
There it is.
Yep. I am. I love people.
Yep.
And I love giving them that energy. I love their little faces when I look. Watch.
There it is.
Yeah! There it goes.
Incredible.
Smiles.
Yep. Yep. It's like not even real.
You regret
it's
doing
addictive.
This yet?
Nope.
It's like a drug, you know?
It was incredible, Kat.
It's addictive. I love it.
Whatever they're paying you.
There it is. Come on over.
There it is.
Oh, she's inviting more
Kat,
people over.
That's right.
Kat, what I would say is, whatever they're paying you, they should pay you 3 times as much.
Yeah! Higher wages! Yeah!
Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Kat.
Thank you
Great job.
I appreciate it. Yes. Thanks for having
great
me.
Great job, Kat. So much more energy than
security.
Jack. Yeah.
Security!
All right. All right, Kat.
She's awesome. Okay.
Thank you, Kat.
She's not going anywhere.
No, no, yeah. That was incredible. Brother, maybe I think I have found the opposite of Jack. The cat.
She's in look at her. I'm still God. Yelling.
I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to clam up around the microphone.
Not even close.
She got louder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's big radio.
Look, it was incredible.
Yeah.
Well, believe me, she brought a jolt of energy to everyone.
Oh, my God. And she has just, in case you're like, there's no way she's been doing that for eight hours.
Oh, that's been all day.
Since
yes.
8 a.m.
Yep.
Yeah.
She has not stopped. She had one break, as far as I can remember.
Yeah, she had one break. We got over here at like 12:30, and she was going from, or 12, 12 or 12:30. She's been going since then.
Has not stopped. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. 215-592-9494. You have to match that, Big V. You're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Okay. Hey, guys. What's going on? You're looking great out there.
Thank you, Big V.
Okay, first and foremost, the cheese knees. Jack, I'm surprised you don't know what that is.
I wasn't even on the air.
Yeah.
But you're still
my
here.
Bad.
Yeah, I've heard the bee's knees.
Yeah, I don't know what the cheese knees is.
Yeah.
It's a fastball pitch delivered to the knees of the batter.
Ah, well, it's cheese at the knees, but
yeah.
Close.
Now, look, Mike.
I
was going to say,
I like Cat better than
Big. Yeah, I was going to say, bring Cat back.
Yeah.
I feel you with that energy, you know, but
yeah.
Here's the thing. You know, I'm a little bit older than you. In fact, I'm a lot older than you. You know,
me.
I grew up
okay.
in a day where, you know what, if anybody had a Boston Celtic towel, we would give them hell. I mean, so, you know, right now, hoping the Celtics beat anybody, that just sticks a, you know, knife in me. But I do understand, you know, New York, they got that new swagger, that new attitude. I mean, how many years have they had a team that actually went this far in the playoffs?
No.
It was just here last year.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't gotten that far yet. That's what you're – don't give it to them. Don't give it to them. No.
Are you trying to give them a sympathy?
Yeah. what are we doing?
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
All right, last thing on this.
Yes.
They – and I'm telling you as somebody who worked there for 3 years, the Knicks have more power potentially than any New York team because it's the only team in New York
universal.
That everybody likes.
Yeah.
Nobody – like every other team, we're only dealing with half of New York.
Right.
With the Mets, we're dealing with 40% of New York.
Yep.
With the Giants, we're probably dealing with 50% of New York, 55% of New York.
Yep.
With the hockey, there's three teams.
It's three teams, yeah.
You know, most people in New York don't deal with the Jersey Devils, but North Jersey, they care about the Devils.
Yep.
The Knicks are, potentially, from a fan perspective, the most dangerous team in New York because everybody cheers for them. We don't need a wave of 10 million people being happy about a team in New York. We just don't need it. We don't need it. We are sort of at level playing field with Mets fans. We're level playing field with Giants fans. We are not at a level playing field if it's the Knicks.
Well, imagine the coverage if the Knicks.
Oh my God!
No, I see it.
Go New York! Go New York! Oh my God!
We need another OJ situation.
What?
Take the heat off the Knicks.
Oh my God.
That's one you probably should have kept.
Yeah, that was not.
That was an inner thought. It should have stayed in.
That's what happens when he's not behind the glass, ladies and gentlemen.
What the hell is wrong with him?
Jack, I hesitate to do this, but what is coming up in the top 5 at 5?
Oh, man. Dynamite content.
Yeah.
Get Kat back in here for the top 5.
She was incredible. Ike's asking me if I
like,
regretted
did you regret
it.
That?
No, I thought she was going to clam up. You know what, though? That's how I thought.
She also wasn't sitting right next to you. For some reason, I felt like that was definitely in my ear for sure.
Yeah, Ike was making me make it end.
I'm like, I'm like, how long is this going to go?
Seriously. Yeah, seriously. No, that's what I have for you is the top five. There was, again, some more out-of-pocket Stockett last night.
Oh, yeah.
Inappropriate Rube.
Yep.
And even more inappropriateness on the morning show. The top 5 pause moments of the last 24 hours.
Oh, I like pause. Those moments. And are the Phils back? Do you trust Trey Turner? 215-592-9494. We are the Truist Championship at the Philadelphia Cricket Club. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and Fritz.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.